A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Bill Raggio, the senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Long War Journal. And right now, Bill and his editors have posted a comment on a Twitter thread from Zalmay Khalilzad, a major figure for decades now with regard to Afghanistan, both in the Bush administration and continuing into the Trump administration, where he was the author, the negotiator, the convener in Doha, Qatar, of what came to be known as the Taliban Agreement, the Taliban arrangement, the peace accord that led to the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan and the disaster of August 2021. Mr. Ambassador, your comment about this strange response in a Twitter thread from Zalmay Khalilzad, whom I believe you know. Thank you.
I know Mr. Khalilzad well and counted myself among his friends at one point. Look, there is an old maxim that once you're in a hole, stop digging. Mr. Khalilzad made a wrong bet. He misunderstood the Taliban. He negotiated poorly, and he got a deal based on totally false and erroneous premises. And he showed antipathy towards the Republican government of Afghanistan, which deserved better. He was committed to doing all that because of the president he served at that time, President Donald Trump. Donald Trump wanted out of Afghanistan, and that was all. He didn't care about the details. He stayed, Mr. Khalilzad stayed on under President Biden. But again, he did very little to help the United States complete its withdrawal in a more dignified way. So now it would be better for him to just go quiet. Nobody wants to listen to someone who has made a mistake, doesn't want to acknowledge the mistake, but wants to tell the rest of the world that they are mistaken in not understanding the greatness of his understanding of things. That is not the case. And so long Twitter threads are all he has left, unfortunately. He is a smart man. I hope he hears this and takes this as advice from a former friend and basically goes quiet for a little while.
Because I did not at the time have opportunity to speak with you about these matters, was there an opinion in Islamabad once the Doha agreement emerged? Was there confidence or a complete lack of confidence that it would work?
Well, you must remember that Pakistan wanted something like the Doha Accord. So in a way, Mr. Khalilzad's big mistake was fully going in with Pakistan on this one. Look, I was born in Pakistan. I served as Pakistan's ambassador. And yet I have always been very honest about expressing skepticism about certain aspects of Pakistani policy. That's what you owe the people of a country. Even when you serve them, you don't always just do what the bosses want you to do. And then dig in your heels and say everything you did was right. It is important to inject a dose of skepticism, especially when you are also a scholar or have actually studied the subject. And it's your job to remind people of history. And I kept reminding the Pakistanis of the history of Pakistan's relations with Afghanistan, as well as the nature of the Taliban. So all my criticism of the Taliban is there on the record. And until he became the special representative for this negotiation, Mr. Khalilzad was a critic of the Taliban. So I personally feel that Islamabad made a mistake in betting on the Taliban and helping them win. And Mr. Khalilzad made a mistake in assuming that eventually Pakistan will be able to have sufficient sway with the Taliban to make them change their ways. None of that has panned out.
Bill, to Afghanistan. This is a headline most recently. Afghanistan women march against possible UN recognition of the Taliban government. The report, approximately 24 women took to the street despite the Taliban government's increasingly strict crackdowns on women. I believe this points to other headlines, including UN's World Food Program vows to combat Afghanistan humanitarian crisis despite difficulties. Is there any transparency at all, Bill, about what's going on in Kabul? Women protesting very bravely, but the last we had was the famine continues in the countryside.
John, before I address that, I want to say Ambassador Haqqani has always been honest and has served his country well by, with his criticism towards the towards the Taliban and towards his own government. And, you know, I've followed the situation there for two decades now and have always had admired and respected Ambassador Haqqani's willingness to be honest to the people of Pakistan and to the world. And I thank him for that. To address the issue, there is no transparency. The Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction recently testified to Congress and talked about this. $8 billion has flown into Afghanistan since the U.S. has left. The Taliban is culling money from these aid programs, taxations, taking money from workers. They're taking credit for aid that's being distributed. You know, there is zero transparency. It's become a black hole. And, you know, foreign countries that are pumping money into Pakistan, even for the noble purpose of humanitarian aid, are in effect, they are propping up the Taliban. Money is fungible and aid is fungible as well. Every dollar the Taliban doesn't have to spend to help feed the people is money that it's using to increase the size of its military. I read a report they're looking to increase the size of their security services by one-third over the next year.
We have 30 seconds, Bill. The UN is informed of these matters. It's not secret.
Absolutely. The UN is well aware of this, of what is happening. This is all a matter of public record. John Spoko, the state right. Special Investigator General, his comments are all on the public record. And I know officials at the UN are reading this, so they are aware.
Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Hussein Haqqani, Hudson Institute. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.